Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Coming up after 11 on the programme, we'll have the latest from The Hague as Israel defends itself against accusations of genocide in Gaza. The owner of a private jet company expresses concerns over plans to cap the number allowed into Dublin Airport. And of course, the gathering will debate the big stories of the week. Now, though, before the Blanchardstown shooting on Christmas Eve claimed the lives of two men, there had been just one gangland murder in Ireland in the whole of 2023. And for the first time in a long time, it looked like gangland murders had plummeted in this country. So what exactly is the scale of gangland crime in Ireland right now, and how does it compare to periods in the recent past when feuding and gun crime peaked? Well, Conor Gallagher is Irish Times crime and security correspondent, and he joins me now. Good morning, Conor.
Morning, Claire.
So gun killings have been on this downward trend for some time, haven't they?
That's correct. So the gun crime has been trending downward basically since the Hutch Kinahan feud finally stabilized in 2018. So just in terms of numbers, in 2022 there was five murders believed to be related to organized crime. Then last year we had just two or three, depending on how you're counting the Blanchardstown murders on Christmas Eve, and they were all towards the back end of the year. So up until November, we had zero gangland murders, and it became the case that they were just a rarity, and most murders, obviously murders continued to happen, but they were of a domestic nature or a row, or a lot of stabbing murders, but not explicitly related to organized crime. And just in terms of comparing those numbers to previous years, obviously one murder is too many, but you know, in 2016, there was 15 gang-related murders in the country, and that was nearly half of all the murders that took place in Ireland that year. That obviously related mainly to the Hutch Kinahan feud, but and people think of that as a low point. But if you go back a bit further to 2010, it's one of the worst years of this century in terms of gangland murders. There was 23 organised crime murders. Okay. So the numbers, there has been an extraordinary drop.
So you mentioned the Kinahans there and the Hutch gang. Like, we used to talk about them when we spoke about gangland crime, but is it the case now that maybe we have gone back to a period before then where it's more fractured and more splintered?
I suppose that people might have misapprehensions about the state of gangland crime, because the Hutch and Kinahan gangs dominate the headlines so much and have done for nearly a decade. But there's always been other groups, and these groups might be allied or kind of nearly a franchise of those bigger groups, or they might be completely independent. And what's happened now is those groups have started to take more of the pie, I suppose, in terms of drug dealing and the cocaine market specifically. Some of these groups are very sophisticated and have kind of come out from under the umbrella of either the Hutch or Kinahan gangs, particularly the Kinahan gangs, which operation in Ireland has been severely limited through Garda action. So you've got, you know, major gangs in Finglas and other areas in North Dublin and even in other areas of the country. And these would have international connections. These would have sophisticated money laundering operations, and perhaps most worryingly, these would have access to heavy weaponry.
All right. And just when we look at the size of the drug business in Ireland, I mean, it's hard to put a figure on it, but we can look to the Gardaí making record-breaking drug seizures last year, €210 million worth of drugs. That's probably on the tip of the iceberg when we think about what might be coming in. And I suppose you'd wonder why we aren't seeing more violent turf wars between the drug gangs that exist.
Of course, yeah. And you know, as you say, those figures there are startling in terms of the amount of cocaine coming in. And just have to look at some of the seizures made. The MV Matthew seizure, obviously being a case in point, the largest ever amount of cocaine seized in the country in terms of weight. Why isn't it leading to more gang violence? Well, right now, no one wants to spoil the party. There's enough money to go around. There's enough business to go around, and business is very good. That being said, that doesn't mean it'll remain the case. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever cocaine comes into a country, it's almost inevitable that violence will follow. If you look at kind of these northern European ports, it used to be that the south of the EU was the main transit point for cocaine into the Union. Now that has moved into container ports in cities like Rotterdam and Antwerp. And those areas have seen massive increases in organized crime and murders, and even murders of, you know, journalists, lawyers, judges, even. So, I mean, I'm not saying that Ireland is going down that road, far from it, but, you know, it just shows how bad things can get.
But are you saying then that the battles are fought there and the matters are settled once the drugs get to the people who are selling them?
No, there is still feuds relating to the cocaine and the wider drugs trade in Ireland. They're just not as murderous, say, as other countries, or indeed in the past in Ireland. A lot of these feuds are characterised by extreme violence, but stopping short of murder. So, you know, you look at feuds in Finglas, Drogheda, Limerick at the minute. These are all feuds that some of them have resulted fatalities, but the vast majority of the incidents will relate to like non-fatal gun attacks, just mm-hmm. shooting at a house or shooting someone in the legs, or arson attacks or pipe bomb attacks. Really, really worrying incidents, but stopping short of murder and not escalating often to the point of murder.
You mentioned Finglas there, and last night we had news that the Finglas gang boss, known as Mr. Flashy, was in Garda custody, being questioned over a raid that uncovered guns and ammunition back in 2022, in February of that year. But the Gardaí have had their attention, haven't they, Conor, on localised feuds in Finglas for a long time now. You might just describe to us what's been happening there.
That's right. So this gentleman known as Mr. Flashy, I often think that the names for gangsters used to be a bit more inventive. Now it's Mr. Flashy and Mr. Big and the like. But I suppose we can't name him for legal reasons, so it'll have to do. He is an up-and-comer in Finglas, to the extent that he's now considered a major gangland figure. He's one of these people I was referring to when I said they have international connections and sophisticated operations. He has a reputation for violence, and his gang is involved in several feuds in the Finglas area. And this particular arrest last night was for the possession of really heavy duty firearms, which were located during a series of searches in 2022, like an assault rifle, I think, and a submachine gun. So it just goes to show the level of weapons these people have access to. Gardaí would be very eager to take him off the streets. He actually has connections to Tristan Sherry, the man who was the gunman who was killed during the Blanchestown incident on Christmas Eve, but he's not directly involved in that feud, it's understood. So Finglas is a bit of a hotspot and will be a worry for the Gardaí going forward.
What is likely to be the fallout from that Christmas Eve incident in Blanchardstown?
Well, just before we came on air, Gardaí announced another arrest relating to that incident. That's the fifth arrest and three people have been charged. There's still, Gardaí have been quite quick to kind of flood the area with officers and armed officers. They are very worried about reprisals. There have been lots of threats on social media, which is really a kind of a new aspect of gang feuding. Social media plays a huge role in escalating these incidents. So they are visiting people, they are letting people know that the Gardaí are watching. But the worry is that, you know, you've got two people dead from either side of the feud. So either side will have reason to come back against the other. Now, thankfully, there hasn't been any major incidents yet. But that will depend, I imagine, on Gardaí being able to keep enough personnel in the area and keep a lid on tensions.
The other one I wanted to ask you about was what happened in Delgany and Wicklow in December, Conor, and we had Clinton McCormack, who was shot. But it was an unusual case because he died later due to health issues that were unrelated to that shooting.
That's right. So when you asked me there, you know, how many gangland murders there were last year, I didn't include that one, and the Gardaí wouldn't include that one because, as you said, this man was working on a house with his son in Delgany. They were chased through building site by two armed men. One of the men hit the younger victim with the butt of the gun and then shot Mr. McCormack several times in the legs. This wasn't considered a murder attempt, rather a warning relating to a local, minor enough, if I can use that word, feud in Bray. So he was admitted to hospital, and strangely, Gardaí found a brain tumour, I believe, which led to his death. So his death was not connected to the gunshot wounds to the legs.
So just to finish then, Conor, briefly, what do you expect the outlook is on the gangland front for this year?
There is no reason to panic, I suppose, but it is trending in the wrong direction, although coming from a very low base. So as I said, we have had three murders so far in the last 2 months, basically, or 2.5 months, relating to gangland. Coming off a very long period of no gangland murders. We also, worryingly, have lots of people who are locked up as a result of the Hutch Kinahan feud. Some of them are due for release over this year and next year as well. These would be people charged with things like conspiracy to murder and possession of weapons. And these are people who might potentially pose a danger and inflame the situation, not necessarily relating to the Hutch Kinahan feud, possibly other feuds or other gangs.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Conor, we'll leave it there for now. But thank you very much. Conor Gallagher, Irish Times crime and security correspondent. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.